Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
On this day, we celebrate Thanksgiving, and we have a lot to be thankful for in this country. Certainly, we have challenges to our freedom, but we have a lot to be thankful for. Men and women gave their lives. The founders ultimately put their lives on the line. Men and women have served to protect our freedom. And today, we can celebrate that freedom on Thanksgiving Day. We're going to be talking about this and celebrating this day on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, public acknowledgments of the providence of God have been part of the history and traditions of this nation from the Pilgrims to the founding era, to the Civil War, and up to today. And teachers and others are equally situated to be able to bring this kind of Thanksgiving to the classroom. And certainly you can do that in your place of work. And today, as you celebrate around the country with your family and friends, today is Thanksgiving Day. And George Washington, our first president and first general of the Continental Army, issued a Thanksgiving proclamation that ultimately sets the tone for Thanksgiving and really the context of the First Amendment, Matt. His Thanksgiving Day proclamation really is solid with its Judeo-Christian values, and that's something I think that could be read every year in our public schools all over this country.
And directly tied, this is fascinating to me, to the Bill of Rights on Friday, September 25th, 1789. The Bill of Rights was ratified by the Senate. The First Amendment was approved by Congress and sent out to the states for final approval and ratification.
Yeah, and in fact, on September 25, 1789, the Bill of Rights was ratified by the United States Senate. That includes the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, freedom of speech, free exercise of religion, the right to petition your government, and so forth. That Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments, including the First Amendment, was ratified on Friday, the 25th of September, 1789. It was approved by Congress and sent out to the states for final approval. But after the founders completed the Bill of Rights, Elias Boudinot, one of our founding fathers and a member of the House of Representatives, said that he could not think of letting the season pass without offering an opportunity to all U.S. citizens to return thanks to God for his many blessings. And on that same day, Holly, the U.S. Mm-hmm. House passed the following resolution, and let me read it. Resolved that a joint committee of both houses be directed to wait upon the President of the United States to request that he would recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a constitution of government for their safety and happiness.
Then, you know, soon after, on October 3rd, President Washington declared November 26th as a national day of thanksgiving to thank God for the Constitution and our new American government. Part of it says, whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor, and whereas both houses of Congress have by their joint committee requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peacefully to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness.
So what is this? Awesome. So what is this about? Who are we giving thanks to? Historical revisionists have actually claimed our founders wanted us to thank the Indians.
No, right. Almighty
Not
God.
Not according to this.
Yeah.
Thanking Almighty God.
God.
That's what Thanksgiving is about.
Right.
The Thanksgiving is directed somewhere. It's directed at Almighty God.
That's our Christian foundation,
and
guys.
And in fact, so here's the sequence. September 25, 1789, Congress ratifies the Bill of Rights, and they send it to the people for final ratification. September 25, 1789. And then October 3, on that same day, by the way, or right after they did this, this is when the House of Representatives issued the resolution that I had read. And in it, it talks about waiting on the president to give this proclamation for a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed and to recognize the many favors of Almighty God. No question about who they were thanking. So September 25, October 3, shortly thereafter, President Washington then declares November 26 of 1789 to be a national day of thanksgiving to thank God. And Holly, as you read, who are they thanking? Matt, who are they thanking? They're thanking Almighty God.
But then it was that same year that the Protestant Episcopal Church, of which President Washington was a member, announced that the first Thursday in November would be the regular day for giving thanks. So that's where we get our traditional holiday for Thanksgiving on that particular date. So it all starts here.
Yeah. So by 1815, so look how fast this happened.
Yeah.
1789 is when it started. By 1815, various state governments had issued at least 1,400 official prayer proclamations, almost half for times of thanksgiving and prayer, and the other half of times for fasting and prayer.
Not fasting. Feasting, but fasting.
We're talking about fasting and prayer.
Yeah.
To refrain from certain foods.
Right.
So that you can be dedicated to prayer. 1,400
Here's our history, guys.
Times.
Yeah.
That's the history.
And anti-Christian groups like the ACLU and Americans United, they want to whitewash, they want to revise history to ignore our true Judeo-Christian past. Let's be honest, our Christian founding, our Christian heritage. The historical record is unequivocal. It is clear. We are a Christian nation, not a theocracy, but we are a nation that had that turned its face toward God and thanked him and looked for his guidance and direction to found this great American experiment in our constitutional republican form of government.
Yeah, so here you have the First Amendment, and it's the same Congress that passed the First Amendment that ultimately wants to have the president issue this proclamation thanking God, same day. And then right after that, the president issues the proclamation, and we celebrate the first National Thanksgiving Day, 1789, 2 months after the ratification by the Senate of the Bill of Rights. So when you want to look at what's the intent of the First Amendment on the Establishment Clause issues.
Right.
Like you have this case currently before the United States Supreme Court. This 93-year-old, 40-foot peace cross to recognize and honor World War I veterans who gave their lives in Maryland.
So that we can have our religious freedom.
Right. And some courts have struck it down, but it's now before the United States Supreme Court. I think the court will ultimately uphold it. And so when you're looking at what did the First Amendment mean? Did it mean that you can't have this 40-foot peace cross? No. I mean, here, the same Congress, it's not some different group of people. It's not years later and the composition changed. It's the same people. Here's the First Amendment. By the way, we want to thank God.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get a proclamation out there, and we want to have and encourage everybody in the country to thank Almighty God for all of the favors he bestowed upon us.
Absolutely. So a cross should not be offensive to you.
A cross, a nativity scene,
right.
In God we trust. None of that violates the First Amendment.
Well, and absolutely. those attacking the cross would have attacked George Washington's proclamation.
Yeah. And that's why I encourage today's Thanksgiving, but it's not too late to even after Thanksgiving for you to encourage your teachers in not just public school, make sure they learn this in the private school. Make sure you're teaching this in the home school, the history. It's beautiful and it's rich. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. We have a book by David Barton called Original Intent, and it is a good overview of the original intent of the founding fathers as they crafted this country in this form of government. You can order it online at lc.org. That's lc.org. We also have the New England Primer, the earliest printed textbook in America, influential next to the Bible, the New England Primer. All of that and more is available at lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your support. And may you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving Day.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.